Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, June 18th, the year of our Lord, 2023, and this is the third Sunday after Pentecost. It's also Father's Day. So just very simply, I wish you a happy Father's Day, in all that that means. A rich day to celebrate your dad if you're blessed enough to have him with you and to celebrate the memory of your dad or the one you knew as that father figure in your life, that we would celebrate all that is best about fatherhood today. And specifically for me, I want to give a shout out to my father-in-law, second dad to me, Bob Tompkins. God bless you for being such a good dad and friend to me in all the time that we've known each other. Having said that, moms, dads, children of all ages, we're gathered here to worship. And so let's prepare ourselves to do that and begin by breathing. That is to celebrate the gift of life, which begins with each inhale and exhale. It's all a gift. God, thank you for this gift. And as you breathe, I encourage you, turn your face toward the sky. Call to mind those things that are good and pure and worthy and lovely. Those things that are excellent and beautiful. The friends, family, good memories, opportunities that you've enjoyed. Celebrate all of it. It's all a gift. Thank God for all of it. And in this spirit, in this posture, let us begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in the bulletin. You can find the bulletin just right below where you found today's podcast. You click on that notes link and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. Through dreams and visions, O God, you broaden the horizon and hope of your people that they may discover the meaning of your covenant, even in the midst of trial and exile. Increase the number of those who believe in your word so that all people may joyfully respond to your call and share in your promises. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Genesis. We have two parts. The first part is chapter 18, verses 1 through 15, and then we jump to chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I have found favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to visit your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly three measures of choice flour, kneaded into cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh, yes, you did laugh." Jumping to chapter 21. The Lord dealt with Sarah as he said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. She conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. God, thank you for the gift of your word alive and among us, for these ancient stories that hold eternal truths. Help us to discern the truth that you're speaking to us, to hear the word that you have for us, words of life, words of hope and promise. We pray your blessings upon us as we listen, that you would save us from distraction, misinterpretation, and that we would find the gift that is present in your holy word. We ask all of this in Jesus' name and say, Amen. Friends, what a wonderful story we have. And I do believe it's filled with joy and some divine comedy. I believe that when we open ourselves up to this story, we can laugh. We can laugh with Sarah in both of her moments of laughter. One, when she hears a promise that just seems absolutely absurd. And the other, when the promise is fulfilled. And she has a joyful kind of laughing. First, this setup that we get, it's hot and Abraham is there in the heat of the day, sitting in the tent, and these strangers appear. Mysterious and important guests. Now, the hospitality of the time would require him to welcome them in. Everybody needed everybody else in this environment. But this is a rich kind of hospitality. Not just bread, but fresh baked bread. Water to wash with. And fresh butchered meat. All of it for these guests. And as they are relaxing and refreshing and enjoying this hospitality, one of the strangers makes a promise. Sarah's going to have a baby. Which, if this was a couple in their 30s, you'd go, well, that's kind of nice. But I think if Sarah's sipping on a cup of water, she practically spits it out because she thinks it's ridiculous. I mean, she wanted to run out with her ID card and say, I'm old. You see my AARP card here and my Medicare card? I'm old. I'm not of childbearing years. I've never been able to bear a child. I've finally made peace with that. So the thought that you would come here and say that I would have a child is humorous to me. But one of the strangers says, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I'm old? The next line gives us a clue as to who these strangers might be. When he says, is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son. Of course, Sarah laughed because the way that she could measure her ability to have a son, for anyone to say that would be ridiculous. And maybe at this point in her life, it's no longer offensive. It might have been hurtful at some point. But she kind of just laughs it off. And then we realize that this stranger is serious. This will happen. Now, it's an ancient story, and we may wonder why it is that other than in the context of the story and this narrative, this biblical narrative as it plays out, it's an important part of the story and something that we see play over time and time again, that the covenant promises of God are saved by a miraculous child, saved by the birth of Isaac, saved by a baby being retrieved from a river, right? We know these stories. Of course, the ultimate is the story we celebrate at Advent and Christmas, of people who are saved by the birth of a child. But for this story on this day, and for us as readers, what's a source of strength that we might be able to take from ourselves, for ourselves, an application that we might be able to make in our own lives? Our congregation, the Pensacola Beach Church, many of us, not all of us, but many of us are advanced in age, as we read in chapter 18, verse 11. Some of us might even refer to ourselves as old. That some things in life have passed us by. And that might be true. But as people of faith, we need to always remember the promise and the encouragement of this stranger. Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Hold that in mind. If you're drawing breath, if you're taking in the gift of life, is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Is there one more promise that might be fulfilled through you Or are you in the midst and maybe not fully recognizing that you're in the midst of fulfilling one of the promises that God might have made to you 30, 40 years ago? Take some time, I pray, today to reflect on moments in your life where maybe a friend, a pastor, a mentor, a coach, an advisor, a coworker, a neighbor, a husband, a wife, a child spoke a promise, saw a potential, knew that you were just the person to bring about the fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of God into the world. Beauty, joy, order, fulfilled through you, even if in the moment you thought, how could that be? There were moments in my life, if I try to think back, what was my mind like? How was I when I was a much younger man before I'd ever met my wife and before we've been blessed with six children? And if someone had said, you will meet this woman and you will have six kids, would I have thought that to be ridiculous? Sure, you know, at that point, biologically possible, but I might have laughed. Certainly, if someone had come to my high school or college self and said, you will become an ordained minister of the gospel, I would have found that humorous. I would have assumed one of my friends was pranking me. Think about your story. Think about the things that are in your life, the best of those things, and try to trace it back to its origin. Was there, again, a teacher, a coach, a friend, a mentor, a parent that spoke a blessing and encouragement upon you? And that maybe, just maybe, that thing that is beautiful and worthy in your life, it's a gift from God Almighty. It's a fulfillment of a covenant promise. And that if God has done it, then God could be doing it right now. Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Are you taking in the breath of life right now and letting out the gift of life, this inhale and exhale that is the presence of God with us, life, a gift? If that's true, covenant promises are still possible, are still happening, are still being fulfilled through you. I want you to draw strength from that. Because some of you, my friends, I know are going through a hard time where hope-filled, joyful, laughter-invoking promises of God may be hard to hear. But that's our faith. Read through the book of Genesis. It's a lot of hard going. It's hard to read. It's hard to hold up the mirror of humanity and look at ourselves to see the worst of what we're capable of. But then time and time again throughout Genesis, throughout Scripture, God doesn't only see our flaws. God sees our beauty and our genius, our capacity for laughter and love and hope and peace and gratitude and hospitality. God sees the one who makes fresh bread, washes the feet, prepares a calf to welcome the promises of God. And so I pray for all of us a generosity of spirit and a good sense of humor. If it seems ridiculous, but it's also filled with hope and peace and love and joy, it might be divine comedy playing itself in our lives. It might just be inspiration and encouragement from the mouth of God. Maybe you feel like you're too broke or too old, or you don't live in the right place, or your back hurts too much, and that may very well be the case. But God moves in mysterious ways. And sometimes God calls us to take a closer look at the circumstances of our lives, the fruit of our labor, so that we can see the promises that have been fulfilled and the promises that are playing themselves out right in the circumstances we find ourselves in the immediate moment. I'd encourage you to read through this whole book, Genesis. I'll include some study helps within the notes at the bottom of today's bulletin. That this story is not lost in history. It's foundational, and it helps us understand how truly good the good news of Jesus is for us, that we participate in the covenant promises of God. It is profoundly good news, and it meets us right here and asks us to put a smile on our face and to laugh in a variety of ways, to laugh when we think it's absurd, and to laugh with joy when it's fulfilled. These are the promises of God. This is the good news, to which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this story. Ancient story, yet alive and present, that we would find some commonality in this story of Abraham and Sarah and the unexpected beautiful ways in which you move in the world. Help us to open ourselves up to the promises you make with us and with all humankind. We pray for this, your good world, O God. Help us to see one another through your eyes with your grace and compassion, your unwavering love and commitment. God bless those who make big decisions. Inspire them, O God. Make bold leaders, men and women, after your own heart, to lead us back to you, to walk in your direction and go your way. For those who feel lost and forsaken, O God, lift them up. Inspire them with divine promise of hope and peace, a future, your provision, your prosperity, O God. I pray here locally, as we've endured some heavy weather over the past week, for those who are cleaning up and rebuilding and putting things back together, O God, bless them with the strength and the resources and the friends and the neighbors they need to get back to a life that they would call normal. Help us all to be present with one another in times of need and in times of celebration as well. And we pause for a moment, God, to share with you the things that occupy our hearts and minds, the joys and the celebrations, the concerns and the hardships and challenges of everyday life. We sometimes call these our prayer lists. And so would you hear us as we pause and share with you those things that we hold close to our hearts? And we break our silence. It seems all too quickly. But we thank you for the gifts of peace and quiet. We thank you for the gift of our stories and our traditions. We thank you for this prayer that's been saved for us, passed down generation to generation, Hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, as we prepare to move on from this moment together, I pray that we will all do so with our ears and our minds tuned in to the promises of God. Promises that God makes to each and every one of us. Promises of hope and a future and an eternity in the loving presence of our God. Our God, whom we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who loves you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.